This morning we're going to look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. And the first thing we're going to consider in our text is this: why we need to run towards heaven. Let's look at verse 12. "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." The first reason we need to run towards heaven is because we're not there yet. Now that might seem a little obvious, but it's exactly what the Apostle Paul says. He says he hasn't reached his goal yet. His goal of being with Jesus forever. He hasn't made it to heaven yet. And so he presses on. Now this term Paul uses, "press on," means to run quickly, to chase after something, to pursue something. Paul's running towards heaven so he can reach his goal of being with Jesus forever. But we're not there yet. So we need to keep pressing on. We need to keep running towards heaven. Because our goal is to be with Jesus forever. As Christians, that's our goal. So we need to keep running the race. The second reason we need to run towards heaven is because Jesus has taken hold of us. Let's look at verse 12 again. "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." Jesus took hold of us, and he's taken hold of us so we can be with him forever. Because before Jesus took hold of us, we were running away from him. We wanted nothing to do with him because we wanted to be the Lord of our own life. And as a result, we were running straight for God's judgment. But in his infinite goodness and love, Jesus reached out and took hold of us. He left his throne above and became a human. And he lived on this earth in perfect obedience to his Father. And he suffered and died to make atonement for our sins. And God the Father raised God the Son from the dead to give us eternal life. And they gave us the Holy Spirit to regenerate us, to make us born again, so we could put our trust in Jesus and receive this glorious salvation. Brothers and sisters, Jesus took hold of us. He didn't have to. We didn't deserve him to, but he chose to. Jesus took hold of us. Let's rejoice in this wonderful reality that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's praise him for taking hold of us in his goodness and love. Jesus took hold of us so we could be with him forever. So we need to keep pressing on. We need to keep running towards heaven. Now the second thing we're going to consider in our text is this: how we run towards heaven. Let's look at verses 13 and 14. "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The first way we run towards heaven is by forgetting the past. Paul says he forgets what's behind. He forgets the past. Now, what does he mean by this? What is it about forgetting the past that helps us run towards heaven? Well, if we think about the bad things we've done in our past, it's likely to weigh us down with guilt. It's not going to help us run towards heaven. In fact, it's probably going to hinder us. Now, it's not that we can't ever think about the bad things we've done in our past, but if they do come to mind on the odd occasion, then we need to remember that our sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. And we should use it as an opportunity to praise God for his forgiveness. We're not to hold on to guilt, because if we do, we're not trusting fully in God's forgiveness. If we're struggling with this at the moment, then we need to really trust God when he says that our sins are completely forgiven through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not allow the devil to stop us from running towards heaven by weighing us down with guilt. If we remember our past sins, let's also remember that we're forgiven in Christ and praise God for his infinite mercy and grace. But let's not dwell on the past too much. Let's forget about the bad things we've done so we can run towards heaven. But it's not just the bad stuff we need to forget. It's also the good stuff. Paul says he forgets what's behind. He's not just talking about the bad stuff. He's talking about the good stuff too. It's everything in our past. So what is it about thinking of the good things we've done that stops us from running towards heaven? Well, if we think about the good things we've done in our past, we might be tempted to stop running and start walking or just take it easy. If we think about how we've lived our life serving God and we've done so much for him and others, we might be tempted to think we've put in enough effort that we can stop running towards heaven and just walk towards heaven, or even stand still, just waiting for Jesus to take us there. Now, it's not that we can't ever think about the good things we've done in our past, but if we do, then we need to use it as an opportunity to praise God that he enabled us to do those things. We need to give him all the glory. But let's not dwell on the past too much. Let's forget about both the good things and the bad things we've done so we can run towards heaven. The second way we run towards heaven is by focusing on the future. Let's look at verses 13 and 14 again. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul's focusing on the future. He's keeping his eyes on the prize. And the prize is heaven, being with Jesus forever. I'm sure many of us have heard the saying, keep your eyes on the prize. Well, I was curious to know where it came from, because it certainly seems like that's what Paul's saying here. So I did a bit of research and found that the saying comes from a song of the same name during the American Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s. The song has many biblical references, and it's believed the title of the song came from a combination of two verses in Philippians 3:17, which says, keep your eyes on those who live as we do, and 3:14, which says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So although Paul wasn't the first person to use the exact phrase, keep your eyes on the prize, a combination of his words were the inspiration for this well-known saying. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's keeping his eyes on the prize. He's focusing on the future. And Paul also says he's straining towards what's ahead. Now, what does he mean by straining? He's talking about running with intense effort. He's talking about running hard. The Christian life isn't a walk in the park. We're not called to take it easy and leisurely stroll through this life on our way to heaven. The Christian life is a marathon, and we're called to run it as fast as we can. There's no place for jogging, let alone walking. We're called to run with intense effort, to run hard. And it's only by God's grace that we'll make it to the end without collapsing. Paul really likes using this running metaphor. Let's look at how he uses it in 1 Corinthians 9:24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Paul tells us to run in such a way that we'll get the prize of heaven, being with Jesus forever. And we're called to run in such a way that we'll get it. Another passage where Paul uses this running metaphor is 2 Timothy 4:6 to 8. Let's have a look. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul's about to be executed, and he says he's finished the race. The same man who about 4 years earlier told the Philippians that he's running towards heaven now says that he's finished the race. I can't wait for the day when my race will be finished, when I'll see the Lord Jesus face to face and be with him forever. Sometimes I picture this in my mind. I imagine running to him, then falling down at his feet and wrapping my arms around his legs while crying tears of joy and gratitude. And then he tells me to stand up and wraps his arms around me. And the tears of joy and gratitude flow even more. Oh, what a glorious day that will be. But my race isn't finished yet. And while it's still going, I'm called to keep straining forward, to keep running hard towards heaven. Brothers and sisters, how are we going with our race? How are we going running towards heaven? If we're struggling, it's probably because we're not focusing on the future. We're probably either dwelling on the past or even the present. And our hearts and minds are probably on earthly things. Let's look at what Paul says about this in Colossians 3:1-4. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Paul tells us to set our hearts and minds on heavenly things, not on earthly things. The way to run towards heaven is to think about heaven, to think about Jesus and being with him forever, to think about how good that's going to be. And not just think about it, but also feel it. Now, this isn't easy, is it? It's hard. It takes effort. It takes straining. Too often I don't think about heaven. Too often I don't think about being with Jesus and the eternal joy I'll feel in his glorious presence. Too often I'm just thinking about what's right in front of me. And let me remind us that we can't do this in our own strength. We can't fix our hearts and minds on Jesus in our own strength. We can't run towards heaven in our own strength. But we can do this by God's grace. So let's ask him to empower us by the Holy Spirit. Let's ask him to help us fix our hearts and minds on the wonderful reality of being with Jesus forever. And let's ask him to enable us to keep running towards heaven until we finish the race. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the particular verses we've been able to look at this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you for taking hold of us. That in your infinite love and goodness, you were willing to come and suffer and die for rebels like us who deserve nothing but condemnation. Oh, what love you've shown to us. Thank you that you poured out your blood so that our sins could be washed away and that we could have total and complete forgiveness for every sin we've ever committed and every sin we ever will commit. That your blood covers it all. That your death is sufficient for us to make us right with your Father, and that forever. Father, we acknowledge that we can't run towards heaven in our own strength. We don't have the ability to do that on our own. So please help us. Please empower us by your Spirit to run towards heaven, to run hard, not to be tempted to start jogging or walking, or to think that we've lived with intense effort for you long enough and it's time to just cruise, but that we would keep pressing on because you've saved us, because we're your people, because we love you. And we want to keep living wholeheartedly for you in response to your astonishing grace to us. Father, please help us to focus on the future of being with you and your Son and your Spirit forever and ever. There's nothing better. Even the very best things here in this world fall far short of the joy and glory will be to be with you, the triune God. Father, please help us to keep running towards heaven until we finish the race and the Lord Jesus welcomes us into his loving arms. And we pray these things through him. Amen.